Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
It's a wonderful Wednesday.
Sure is.
How could it not be? We're 2 days away from Good Friday.
Right after that.
We're 4 days away from Easter Sunday.
Let's go.
This is a good week. We got church tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be an awesome service tonight, too.
It's going to be awesome tonight.
I think we got Man Up and Pearls and Steel tonight, right?
We do. We got Man Up and Pearls and Steel tonight. And we have a super special event for our teenagers tonight.
Really?
We got a massive 3-on-3 basketball tournament going on tonight.
Oh, nice.
With a $90 cash prize for the winning team.
Ooh.
And we also, on top of that, if you're not a big basketball person, but you still want to compete, we got a epic 9-square tournament.
Oh.
With a cash prize as
well. 9-square is awesome.
9-square is so awesome. So, like, we have two tournaments going on tonight. It's going to be super fun and a bunch of other stuff for the teenagers. So,
I described the game 9-square like this. It's like 4-square in the air.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But more people can play.
Yeah, 9 people can play at a time because there's 9 squares.
Right.
And it's like volleyball with the 4-square rules.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's so much fun.
It is a lot of fun. I really like that game. What a great week. It's an awesome week.
It's awesome week.
Oh, man. Holy week, too.
It is Holy Week.
Nice.
So many great things happening this week.
Yeah, I agree. And Pastor Jim's preaching a great message this week called The Resurrection and the Life.
Resurrection and the Life, ladies and gentlemen. It's what it's all about.
We were having a discussion just yesterday about how important it is that Jesus rose from the dead. Essentially because we are Christians, little Christ.
Yeah.
We imitate Christ.
Yeah.
He rose from the dead. We're going to imitate that.
Yeah.
We're going to rise too. We're going to rise up. If he didn't rise up, then what would happen to us?
Well, Paul said we should be pitied more than all people on the earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's so important that Jesus rise from the dead, that he be alive right now.
Oh, yeah.
He is alive. He's not dead.
That's
crazy to think about, Pastor Aaron.
It is. It's insane. Yeah. Blows my mind.
I agree that, he's the only one who was born, dead, alive, never to die again.
Never to die again. Come on. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
No other religion can boast about that.
Not even close.
As a matter of fact, I want to talk about this on the other side of this message.
All right, let's do it.
A little bit more. Is that okay?
I love it. Let's go to the message right now. We'll be right back after this.
She's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Why was Jesus troubled? Well, he loved Lazarus. He loved Mary. He loved Martha. He didn't want to see them in such a situation or predicament, but also this. Mary wasn't weeping because of faith. She wasn't weeping because of joy. She's weeping because of her circumstances. Death had come into her life. She had lost a loved one. She was doubting the Lord's timing and love. "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." Many people do this. They weep over their circumstances. They're sorrowful over this or that that has happened to them. They doubt the Lord's timing and love. "Lord, if you truly loved me, this wouldn't have happened. If you had been here and shown up, none of this would have come upon me. Lord, you're late. Why didn't you come sooner? You could have prevented this." Are you a Mary today, weeping over your circumstances, sorrowful of heart, doubting the goodness of God, the love of God, and the timing of God? But you can also be like Mary and hear his voice and quickly come to Jesus. We know that in the world we have tribulation. We know that people get very sorrowful and bad things happen and difficult things happen and challenging things happen. We know many times we shed our tears and we wonder, where was God and why didn't he answer? Why didn't he come when I was praying? He's late or he just wasn't there. And that's exactly what Mary was feeling and thinking. But Jesus came and called to her, and Jesus is here, and he's calling to you. And I want you to hear his voice, hear his tender heart. Will you rise up and come to Jesus quickly today with a heart of faith? He can turn things around. He can do miracles that you have never believed possible. Never believed possible. The Lord can come into your heart, can change your situation. So we see that Martha had lost hope, but somehow she said, even now, I believe it can all change. I want you to be like that. Even now, if you believe, everything can change. Even now, no matter what has happened in the past, no matter what it looks like, even now, right now, today, it can all turn around. It can all change. I believe. That's a Martha. Do we have any believers in the house? I believe. I believe. Mary, you see, she's weeping and sorrowful over what has happened in her life, and maybe that describes you today. Something has happened in your life, a death of a loved one, a challenge in your family, the death of a marriage, a doctor's report, broken finances, your business has gone under, you've had great disappointment, you're weeping over your circumstances. Somehow you've doubted the Lord's goodness or care or timing. Yeah, Lord, if you had been here, none of this would have happened. But be like Mary and hear Jesus calling to you. Rise up in your heart of faith. Run to him. He'll do a miracle in your life. The next person we have here is Lazarus. Lazarus, the third character in this story. Are you a Lazarus? Reading verses 38 to 44. Then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. See, it's a tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. That tomb, that dark, lonely place, a stone lay against it, an impossibility, an insurmountable obstacle, something that was immovable. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? How many want to see the glory of God? The power of God expressed, a miracle, a change in your situation. Man, he's stinking. You know, sometimes we sow to the wind and reap a whirlwind, and we sow to the flesh and we reap destruction. And sometimes, you know, our life stinks. It just stinks. Stinks because of the consequences of sin. It's stinking because we've turned away from the Lord or drew back from God or reaping consequences of our own choices. And it's just simply stinking. That's what's happening with Lazarus. He's stinking right now. Jesus said, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And aren't you glad that he ever lives to make intercession for us? He's praying for you right now. He's praying for you right now. Sometimes we think that he doesn't care, that he doesn't know, that he doesn't understand, and his eyes are on you today. He cares for you. He prays for you. Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice. I love this. He knows this man by name. He cries out, Lazarus. You know, I always heard this, Lazarus come forth. If he didn't say Lazarus, I mean, it was a place where there were a lot of graves. If he didn't say Lazarus, they all would have come forth, right? But he had made them, Lazarus, come forth. Some people say he rose four people from the dead because Lazarus came forth. But we don't believe that. But I do believe he called him by name. Do you believe that God knows you by name? Oh, he knows you by name. He knows your heart, your burden, your sorrow, your tears, your struggles, your bondages, your habits, the darkness, the tomb that you are in, your loneliness and despair. He knows all that. He knows you by name and he's calling to you.
There's four major religions that revolve around a personality. Did you know this?
Yeah.
Like, you got Christianity, then, like, Buddha.
Yep, Buddhists, Muslims.
Muslims, and then you've got, I think it's Mormons.
Yep.
With John Smith, is that yep. who it is? Yeah, like, four major religions that revolve around a personality. And, like, all the other religions talk about Jesus. As a matter of fact, most of the other religions say that there's many ways to heaven, and one of them is Jesus.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting to think about. And Christianity is the absolutely only religion where the leader himself, Jesus, says there's only one way, and it's me.
And it's me. Yeah.
So there's something to that right there. And then you look at all the other four religions that revolve around a personality, absolutely none of them boast about resurrection.
Right. No, they don't.
No, they don't. They boast about martyrdom.
Yeah.
And I would even argue that some of them weren't martyred for their faith. They were killed because they were so annoying. I'm not joking. I'm not joking about that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go there, though. But they boast martyrdom, but not resurrection life.
Right.
Now, Jesus truly was martyred because of his teachings.
Yeah.
Because of who he said he was.
Right.
And then he rose from the dead.
Yeah. He was the only man in history to claim, I'm going to die, and then I'm going to come back from the dead 3 days later.
He said how long he was going to be dead for and when he would come back.
And he did it multiple times. You go read the gospel over and over and over again. Jesus would predict exactly what was going to happen, and then he did it.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is if you read Jewish history, there was multiple people who at that time frame would rise up against the Romans and claim that they were the Messiah, the prophesied one.
The Jewish leaders even talked about it. They mentioned people, let it go. Just like that person gathered up followings and then he died and they all scattered.
Exactly. They died and they were put to death and their followers scattered. Jesus was put to death, came back from the grave, and his followers, instead of scattering, were given so much courage and so much boldness that they literally changed the world.
And all of them themselves died a martyr's death.
They died a martyr's death, refused to deny the fact that they had seen the risen Lord.
My goodness. There's so many powerful stories about these disciples.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure put on them to deny Jesus, and they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
You can't deny something that is undeniable.
Yeah, come on.
It's like saying, it's like somebody putting a knife to your throat, telling me the sky is pink. No, it's blue.
It's blue.
Say it is pink.
Yeah.
I can't. It's undeniable.
Yeah.
We'll be right back here tomorrow morning.
Whoo!
Walking in his word. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.